This morning's reading is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23, and I'm starting to read at verse 33. If you'd like to follow it, it can be found on page 1060 of the New Testament section of the Bible. Commencing at verse 33. When they came to the place called the Skull, there they crucified him, along with the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. The people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, "He saved others. Let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, the chosen one." The soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered him wine vinegar and said, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was a written notice above him which read, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him, "Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him. "Don't you fear God," he said. "Since you are under the same sentence, we are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth. Today, you will be with me in paradise." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
So here at Elmden, we often have a series of sermons, of talks in our service, working through a particular book of the Bible. And we were going to be looking today at the middle section of a letter in the Bible written by one of Jesus' half-brothers, Jude. That was what we were going to be looking at today. But I was reading it, and the middle section of Jude is really, really challenging and really, really heavy. And I thought, that's not what we want today when we're celebrating Lara and Amber and Rowan's baptisms. So instead, we've got the gospel reading, which is the one set in the church's calendar for today for Christ the King. And you might have picked up, as Margaret was reading to us, that the theme of the reading is Jesus as King, Jesus as the true King. So as we look at this reading together, let's pray that God would help us to understand what it means for Jesus to be our King. Let's pray. Loving God, thank you that you sent Jesus to be our King. Help us to receive Jesus in our hearts and respond to him in our lives, we pray. For your glory's sake. Amen. So I've said, and Richard said at the beginning, that today is the day when the church focuses on Jesus as the true King. But even so, I think it's a slightly strange time of year to have a reading like the one we had today. It's a reading I would associate with Easter. It's about Jesus dying on the cross, which is what Christians remember on Good Friday. And so why have we got this reading at the point in the year when I think most of us are turning our eyes towards Advent and Christmas? We're going to think about that together now. And to do that, I'm going to use this piece of paper that I've got here. I picked blue because I kind of associate with blue with sort of water and baptism, but I'm thinking actually water's really colourless. Someone can tell me afterwards, but that's the logic behind me picking blue. And we're going to begin at the very, well, not quite the very beginning, but we're going to begin with Christmas, and we're going to work through to our Bible reading today to try and think about what it means for Jesus to be the true king. And this is going to involve some participation. So when Jesus was born as a baby in Bethlehem, he came from somewhere to somewhere. Can anyone fill in the blanks for me? Jesus came from, begins with H, heaven to earth. Fabulous. So to help us to remember that, I'm going to turn this piece of paper into an arrow. You're going to have to, I can't really see from standing behind it, so you're going to have to tell me how I'm doing. Does this look like an arrow? Yeah? Kind of. Pointing up to heaven. So Jesus came from heaven to earth. And can anyone tell me the place where he was born? So I've said it was Bethlehem, but was he born in a hospital or where was Jesus born? So quite a few people have said a stable. I think the suggestion is that it's actually a guest room in a family home. And in those days, the guest room might have been where the animals were kept. But to help us to remember that, I'm going to try and turn this into a house. Does this look house-like at all? Yeah? Kind of. You might have to use your imagination a little bit. And can anyone tell me what Jesus's dad did for a job? He was a carpenter. So I'm going to make a tool that I think carpenters use. And you can have an extra point if you can name the kind of tool. A plane, okay? So this reminds us that Jesus was born into an ordinary family. His dad was a carpenter. But he came for one reason. So I'm going to try and make a one. Does this look like a one at all? Yeah? Kind of. He came for one reason. Does anyone know what the one reason Jesus came for was? We've kind of been thinking about it a bit already. To save us. And how did Jesus save us? Jill's kind of waving at me. To die. What were you going to say, Jill? He went to the cross to die. And this was such a significant moment that when Jesus died on the cross, the temple curtain tore in two. So I'm going to try and tear this piece of paper in two, she says. And if I do this wrong, the rest of my sermon goes wrong. So I'm going to concentrate. My fingers are a bit cold, so this is more challenging than I thought. Let's see how we do. Okay. So let's see what we've got here. I'm going to need some people to come and hold some things. So we have the cross. Thank you. Ooh. Is there anyone that would be happy to come and hold the cross for me? Anne's going to come and hold the cross. So Jesus died on the cross. What else have we got here? So you might remember from our reading that when Jesus died on the cross, which was the way of punishing people in Roman times, there were two criminals that were also either side of him, two crosses either side of him. So we've got the two criminals here. Two more volunteers. All you need to do is come and hold a piece of paper. Is that Lydia coming? Fabulous. And can anyone, so there were two criminals, one on either side. In the reading, one did something and one did something else. Can anyone take a look and tell me? And then I'll tell you where to stand, Lydia. Oh, Phoebe's coming as well. Excellent. So one, anyone? One mocked him, so one turned away from Jesus. So Lydia, if we can shuffle Anne a bit into the middle, and then if Lydia comes this side, and so your criminal's going to turn away from Jesus, so he's facing that way. And the other one, what did the other one do? Jill? He asked Jesus to remember him, so he turned towards Jesus. So I'm wondering, Phoebe, if we can turn your piece of paper around this way so that your criminal is facing towards Jesus. Are you okay to step this way a little bit? Fabulous. So Jesus died on the cross. Two criminals were crucified either side of him. One turned away, one mocked him and said, if you're the king, like, save yourself, you can't possibly be a king. The other one said to him, actually, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus responded, today you will be with me in paradise. And so the other criminal turned towards Jesus. Now the Roman soldiers, they did something. It was in our reading. I might be able to tell you which verse it is. Verse 34, the Roman soldiers, they did something. Can anyone pop up their hand and tell me? Rob? That did happen, but not in verse 34. They did something to decide who was going to have Jesus' clothes. They cast lots. And so here we've got kind of casting lots is sort of the equivalent of throwing dice. So here I've got two sort of dice shape. Does anyone want to come and hold these, or would anyone be willing? You just need to hold a piece of paper. Excellent, fabulous. So the soldiers, they cast lots, they kind of threw dice to see who would get Jesus's clothes. They had no respect for Jesus. You call yourself a king, and yet you're dying on a cross. If you're really a king, save yourself. So one criminal turned away from Jesus and one turned towards Jesus, believing that Jesus was the way for him to have life. So Jesus died on the cross and then he was buried in the tomb. Let's see if we can make the tomb. So I've got either side of the tomb here. I'm going to need some more people. So if you thought, oh, phew, she's got enough volunteers. Excellent. Can you manage both? And then I'm going to just take one of these little squares off of you. Can you manage the stone in front of the tomb as well? Kind of. Excellent. So Jesus died on the cross. One criminal mocked him, said, if you're the king, save yourself. One realized that Jesus was the way for him to have life and turned towards Jesus. So Jesus was buried in the tomb, which is what would have happened at that time. And then 3 days later, when they went to the tomb, Jesus wasn't there because he had risen from the dead. He was alive. And so what looked like the greatest failure or the greatest defeat, Jesus dying on the cross, remember the one criminal was mocking him. You can't be a king, you're dying on a cross. What looked like the greatest failure, the greatest defeat, was actually the greatest victory because Jesus was overcoming the most final thing there is. The most final thing there is death. And Jesus overcame it that we might have life. And so that's the final thing we're going to try and do is make the word life. So let me see if I can reorganize people. And if I can shuffle you this way. And then if we pop Lydia next to you, Lydia, can you turn your into an L? Perfect. And then I need someone else. Anyone else? Yeah? So if you stand here, and I'm just going to grab the little dot. Yeah, fabulous. Perfect. So we've got, how are we doing? We've got an L and an I. So Phoebe, if... you're able to turn your piece of paper around. Excellent. And can you manage holding two pieces of paper at the same time? So this is the middle bit of your letter F. Excellent. How are we doing? Is it working? So we've got L, I, F, and then on the end here, if you flip it round, and this is why the tearing is so important, and then I'll give you one more bit again. And if I can shuffle you this way a bit, hopefully we can all see, it spells the word life. And so actually Jesus in dying made the way for us to have life. Thank you so much to everyone. You can just give me back your piece of paper or pop them on the ground. Thank you for your help. Bless you. Jesus is king over death, the most final thing there is, then Jesus really is the true king. In baptism, we celebrate the new life we have when we turn to Jesus. That Jesus died not for his own sins, but for ours. And that we can have life with Jesus forever, not because of anything we have done or can do, but because of who he is. If someone were to ask this criminal over here, how did you get into the kingdom? His answer would have to be Jesus. Not anything he did. It was the fact that he said to Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, today you will be with me in paradise. It is Jesus who is the way, the truth, and the life. When we decide to follow Jesus, when we turn to Jesus, when we begin a journey of following Jesus, we are saying we believe in Jesus as the true King who gives us life with him forever. And so that's why we've got this sort of reading as we come towards Christmas, because when we celebrate the birth of that baby in Bethlehem and we sing all the traditional carols, we are celebrating the arrival of a king who came to give life to the world. Amen.